Testing, Monday, November 10th.
Okay. Works fine.
Hi. Some anti-terror going on here, too. Let's see, I've got 5 minutes and it'll come up. Bye.
Yet another test.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it probably is. Oh, okay. Well, basically, I was working in San Francisco after 9/11, and basically, a lot of the buildings that you go into as an architect to survey space or to check out someone's your client's space in a building, I would be going and doing that. And there was especially one occasion at 233 Bush Street where I was trying to just simply access the client's space. And basically, I followed all of the building protocol that one normally follows to access space, calling the client first and then the building management, and letting them know that I'm coming and will be checking out the space. I got to the building, signed in at the desk. The person, the security guard, just asked me what my business was, and so I said I was an architect for this client, and I was just routinely looking at the space. And then I proceeded to give my card to him and walk up the stairs, or go to the elevator. And when I got to the top, I proceeded to wait like 10 minutes. And over the course of 10 minutes, like usually they're there to open the door for you. So I called my client and I was saying, well, you know, I'm here, but I'm somehow having trouble getting in the space. And finally, two guards came up to the floor and they asked me what I was doing. And I said, well, I'm trying to access the space. And my client ran up in a fury, upset that I wasn't getting access to the space. But basically the guards were questioning who I was and if I really was from my architecture firm and all of that. And basically, I really had no idea. I asked, well, is there a different protocol now that I should be following? And they were just confused. They were just fumbling and not really able to respond. So eventually the client was just angry and I was given access to the space. And then on the way back down, I went to the security guard to sign out again to leave the building, and he just refused to ask me some questions about my last name, which is interesting because I'm married, and my last name is now Har Ferris, and for some reason that just rang off a bell to this guy, and so he did this long kind of monologue narrative about how I may be, you know, there's a lot of interesting people in San Francisco and how I may be, it just went, wielded into this kind of how I might be someone from Southeast Asia who has adopted Middle Eastern religious practices that a lot of people do that, and for just your name, your last name, you know, makes me wonder about that. So that's basically just of it.
So
So, hi, my name is Santiago Chaverri. I'm a Colombian citizen teaching now at UNBC, Interactive Art and Advanced Internet Art. And basically, I traveled to the United States on Thursday, August 28th. I was supposed to see my boyfriend in the evening. He was going to stay with me. He was going to drive me to the airport. But basically, what I thought was his ex-boyfriend was literally trashing his place. He was destroying his apartment. And basically, so he couldn't take me to the airport. And so I had to take a cab in the morning, Friday before Labor Day. Miami airport, absolutely impossible to move around. I went through, I spent 45 minutes to go to the counter of American Airlines. They searched my bags and everything, and I went through security. And all surprise, security was empty. There was nobody there. And I said, okay, well, this is my good luck day. So I went through security, and actually I was stopped by five policemen. So the first thing they said is, oh, he has a New York State driver's license. And I said, oh, okay, well, he says I'm Colombian or what? Well, as a Colombian, they always check you, they always stop you, they always do, well, because you're a Colombian. And so basically I'm already used to that. It had happened before. So I said, listen, I need to catch my plane. And they said, oh, you should be worrying much more about us. And I said, I have nothing to worry about you, with now 10 policemen around me and FBI agents and everything. So basically they strip searched my bag, and I lost my plane. They opened everything. They were asking me if I had something that could harm any of the policemen. And I said, well, my leather harness, my gay flag. And there I was showing them the cover of the magazine where I'm in drag. And just, I had no idea what was going on. They were open, and finally they said, okay, you have to go to the FBI headquarters in Miami. And I said, okay, well, they took me up to the FBI. I was talking about my only reference to Baltimore, which was the movie called The Sum of All Fears, where Baltimore was destroyed by an atomic bomb. So they took me there, and basically I had this kind of idea, and I asked, well, is there Joseph Haley around involved in this? And they said, well, maybe, but tell us everything you know about him. I thought he had killed my boyfriend. I thought he was, because he was destroying the apartment, I said he killed him or he did something. I don't know what was going on. So basically I said everything. I said, okay. Then INS arrived. They started threatening to deport me as a Colombian, of course. So thank God I knew all the phone numbers of everybody here. Thank God all my papers were okay. I was going to be teaching here and at UMBC. And, finally at 4:30 after questioning and just an ugly sandwich for lunch, the FBI agent comes in and says, well, you're free to go. And I said, well, what happened? Well, Joseph Haley, the boyfriend of your boyfriend, accused you of being a terrorist and trying to blow up the airplane and not only that, and blow up a federal building in Baltimore. And I said, what? I can't believe that this angry queen is doing this to me. I can't believe that this is such a soap opera. I spent the entire day, and of course I started crying. They were nice. They were a little bit homophobic, of course. Not all of them. There was this fantastic FBI agent who was so cute. She was adorable with me. But basically, there I was. I spent the entire day. I missed my airplane. Thank God I had nothing to fear. I had nothing to lose. But basically, the guy is now in jail because he accused me. He is the terrorist right now. And of course, he used the fact that I was a Colombian and that I was an artist and I was the boyfriend of his boyfriend. And he used it against me. And, well, thank God here I am at the UMBC teaching. Bye.
Hi, I'm calling again from Heathrow Airport. I've been detained now for almost 45 minutes. Wearing a T-shirt. The Heathrow security told me that I couldn't leave the desk. I couldn't make phone calls. I couldn't sit down. I had to stand there and wait while the security officer went and spoke to his superiors. He said he checked with the police and he checked with his superiors and that it was up to British Air. Okay, anti-terror attack update number 3. British Airways has released me and will let me on the flight, even though I'm wearing my T-shirt. The very sweet senior customer service agent said that she hadn't heard anything about any dress code, and she thinks that they were just being oversensitive. I'm free to get on my flight. And apart from having wasted the last hour, I'm relieved. Bye.
Yeah, right now I'm in Santa Cruz, California. I believe that we might have a anti-terror alert. We have a Chrysler Topaz, two police cars, sirens on. It looks like there might be a little bit of harassment going on. I'm just going to stand here as a witness to the situation. Nothing right now is against the law. I'm standing in a public parking lot. My name is Andrew Stanbridge. My social security number is 549-872522. I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to observe this word for word. This is for Steve Kirk. If anything happens that is against the law as far as public procedure of the police department goes, I will be recording it, so please stay tuned for this. Right now it seems as though it might be a traffic violation that the police department is pulling the car over for. We have three officers at the scene. It seems as though one officer is writing a ticket. However, the circumstances of the ticket are a little bit shady. As you might be able to hear in the background, there are more than several people who are against the ticket issuance. Could be that I am about to be molested by an officer of the law. There are actually, I would like to rephrase my journal on the subject. There are three police cars here. Three police cars, four officers. And we're holding on to this as long as we can. Could be that I'm taken into custody. This is an artistic statement I would like to add right now. A journal, somewhat like photography. However, it is a verbal journal of the law. As of yet, I have not seen officers. Officers are now approaching the car. There is one at the driver's side, and there is also one at the passenger side. I believe that they are asking for a license and registration, which is okay. The car in question has a Santa Cruz with flames over it, which I believe may have been the instigation of the traffic violation. So far, the officer who is writing the report has not approached the car. No. Also, it could be reported is that the officer seemed to be quite friendly towards the suspect or the person who has been pulled over. The two officers who approached the car are now leaving the car. The officer who seems to be filing the report is still filing. We now have it. I would like to say that the taxpayers' dollars are at work right now.